Murder at the English Hotel on this moment of Indiana history. On May 3, 1917, an elegant hotel in downtown Indianapolis was the site of scandal. A murder at the English Hotel and Opera House, dominating what is now known as Monument Circle, and its ensuing trial revealed how race, ethnicity, and gender were perceived and portrayed in the early 20th century. That afternoon, Dan Shea's Milwaukee Brewers, then a minor league baseball team, finished their game against the Indianapolis Indians. Shea proceeded to a bar and, in turn, a local manicure parlor, emerging with proprietress Gertrude Anderson for dinner at the English Hotel's cafe. During the meal, Shea and waiter Clarence Ewell exchanged words, prompting Shea to shoot Ewell in the abdomen. After a long wait for an ambulance, Ewell was taken to the almost exclusively white city hospital, where he soon died of his injury. Shea was indicted on charges of second-degree murder and waited in jail for his November trial. The trial brought out two competing stories of dangerous men, based upon stereotypes of ethnicity and race. In Indianapolis, African Americans were portrayed as inherently criminal, while Shea's drinking and subsequent violence was attributed in the press and the courtroom to his Irish heritage. Dressed like a conservative matron and speaking in a soft voice, Gertrude Anderson provided testimony that led to Shea's acquittal of the second-degree murder charge. Shea lost his position with the Brewers and never managed a baseball team again, committing suicide in December 1927. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.